It's February 24th, 2011. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center, which has a brand new website.
Yes, we do. It's the same web address, waltonartscenter.org, but it's so pretty. It's got a new look and feel and a whole new engine running behind it. And we're still working out a few little bugs.
That's what happens with a new website.
Yes, that's true. And but we're thrilled. It's much cleaner. Our old site was designed about 4 years ago, and it was definitely time for an update. So the nice thing about this site is once we get all of the content loaded, we'll have a lot more video content, more images, audio clips. It's going to be great. But go check it out. It's quite pretty. WaltonArtsCenter.org.
If we checked it out right now, what would we find out?
Well, on the brand new rotating flash video on the homepage, of which I'm very proud, you would see that Beekman on the Brain is here tonight. That's a 7 p.m. show for families and kids and their parents. We recommend probably age 6 and up. Of course, Beekman is that famous television show that a lot of us watched about, you know, funny ways to learn about science. And this particular show focuses on the brain. I was reading the interview that Paul Zaloom, who is Beekman, who he gave with Kevin Kinder, and he talks about that the show is actually more puppetry than it is acting. So it's a combination of science, acting, and puppetry. So I think that will be quite fun. And, of course, that's 7 o'clock tonight. And, again, kids, families, everybody's welcome. And then, actually tonight, which is exciting for all of us, is Sundown Town begins its extended weekend. It was supposed to close last weekend. This is Theater Squared's show, obviously, written by Kevin Cohey. So it starts at 7:30 tonight, 7:30 tomorrow, a 7:30 show on Saturday, and a 2 p.m. show on Sunday.
And then that is it.
That's it. That's
this
the
is
last
your last chance.
Chance. Really, it's your last chance. We promise this time. But what a great thing for them that the show's been extended. I saw it. It's fantastic. It's definitely worth seeing if you're a theater person or a music person or just wanting to support your local theater company. And then on Sunday at 7 o'clock, we have The Chieftains, which we all have been looking forward to. We have some girls from the McCafferty School of Irish Dance who will be performing with them. We also know that there will be special guests, whatever that means. But this is their first tour since they launched their new album, San Patricio.
Yes.
And I just popped an old Chieftains song onto my iPod the other day and went, yeah, this is going to be fun.
And Patty Maloney says they will do the Arkansas Traveler.
They will.
Yes, that's what he told me.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. We've been looking forward to this one for a long time. There are a few tickets left, but I emphasize a few. So if you do want tickets, I recommend going on to the new WaltonArtsCenter.org and picking up your tickets. And then on Tuesday the 1st, we have the Vienna Boys Choir. Really interesting to dig into the history of the Vienna Boys Choir because it's almost 500 years long. This group has been around for a very, very long time, and I was reading just some background information, and Haydn, Schubert, major composers, they all either began composing or sang with this group or were parts of choirs that sang with this group.
Haydn,
yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that either. And it's pretty remarkable. And, you know, they're young boys. So most of them will probably be singing soprano. But the music is going to run the range from, you know, medieval to contemporary. It's going to be pretty remarkable. So, again, that's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And then we will have the Tango Fire Group will be performing on Thursday the 3rd. There'll be 10 tango dancers, a live quartet, and a live singer all on stage. Great date night. This is a great date night. Guys, bring your women to this one because it's very, very high energy. It's a little sexy, but it's a lot of fun, and it basically traces the history of tango dance from Buenos Aires on up to modern day. So quite lovely. We've had this company before, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, they have been here, and I know people who saw it and just were thrilled.
It's great. It was a surprise show for me. I went because I had to, and I wound up completely loving it. I mean, it's a very participatory experience for some reason. You know, you feel like you're very close to the dancers. The audience gets very into it. There's a lot of, you know, you can just feel the emotion of the music running through the crowd. It's very cool. Then that Friday night, we have our masquerade ball, which we talked a little bit about last week. This is a fundraiser for our arts education programs. Black tie, Mardi Gras themed masquerade ball. Everybody needs to have a mask. There will be some at the door. But it's, of course, fundraising for our arts and learning programs, and it's put on by our Corporate Leadership Council. Very, very exciting. The whole Walton Arts Center will be full of different entertainment, from magicians to circus people to the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, gaming tables, food, wine, the whole nine yards. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a week from tomorrow night.
That is correct. Friday, the 4th of March. And then the following day, Saturday, we have Arturo Sandoval, the multi-award-winning jazz trumpeter. He's won a Grammy, Billboard Awards, Emmy Awards. He's played with Dizzy Gillespie. He's fantastic. So he's Saturday night at 8 p.m. We did have another show scheduled Saturday night. It was a Canadian folk group called Dala. They were going to be in our Star Theater. I wanted to let everyone know that they're actually not going to be performing. They just won a Juno Award, which is the Canadian equivalent of a very big music award. And they'll be doing press run-up to those to that award ceremony at the end of March. So we're going to reschedule them.
Okay.
But they just won a Juno Award.
Right.
And I've seen these guys a couple times at conferences. They're not guys, they're girls. And they're wonderful. So hopefully we will reschedule them for next year. And those of you who have tickets will be calling you and making sure that we get you rescheduled.
Excellent.
And then tomorrow we actually have a show at the AMP going on sale. Lucinda Williams will be at the AMP on May 1st. She has a new album, I think.
It comes out Tuesday.
That's right.
You can hear it first. Listen at NPR.music.org, but yeah, it comes out Tuesday. And when she was here last time, she previewed a couple songs from that. That's gonna be, so is this the first official AMP related show that Walton Arts Center is selling?
No, Pretty Lights has been on sale for
a while.
Pretty
That's
Lights
right.
is on April 22nd, and I don't know a lot about Pretty Lights, but I know it's sort of electronica. It's pretty, no pun intended, very interesting. And that will be on the 22nd. Lucinda will be on May 1st at the AMP. We may have other shows that are around that time frame, but they're just not on sale yet.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we've begun our partnership with the AMP. It's very exciting. All the tickets are available on waltonartscenter.org. So you can, if you go to the new website and you look at the calendar, you'll see all of the shows from Theater Squared to Walton Arts Center to the AMP. It's all on one place.
waltonartscenter.org.
That's
or
correct. 443-5600 if you like to call. We do have obviously our wonderful ticketing representatives there standing by. And I just wanted to give everybody a hint about one show coming up on the 12th of March. That's a Saturday. We have the New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players production of The Mikado. And there hasn't been a lot of publicity about this one, so I wanted to get started on it early. I saw it in New York about 2 years ago. Of course, it's funny. It's fun. Gilbert and Sullivan is always that zany element to it. But this particular production is very beautiful. The sets are gorgeous. Costumes are beautiful. And you can tell that the cast is having a good time with it. So that's Saturday, March 12th at 8 o'clock. And I just wanted to give everyone a little heads up on that.
All right. Jody, thanks as always.
Thanks, Kyle.